Welcome to another episode of Army Real Talk, a segment of AUSA's Army Matters podcast. I am Nzinga Curry, Director of AUSA's Education and Programs Directorate, and I'm joined by my co-host, Lieutenant Colonel Brittany Lloyd, AUSA's Army Fellow.
It's great to be back after a relaxing holiday season with the family.
I am so excited about 2021, with 2020 being a long and somewhat challenging year. But I am so delighted that COVID vaccines have been approved and distribution is truly underway. Plus, today we kick off the 2021 Army Real Talk segment with three special guests from Task Force 46, U.S. Army's North COVID Response Force, and the North Dakota National Guard. It will surely be an informative discussion.
Mrs. Curry, I couldn't agree more. At the end of last year, COVID cases continued to increase across the nation, and North Dakota actually requested some additional medical and operational support to help the efforts of the National Guard. U.S. Army North, who currently oversees all military support operations, provided close to 60 nurses to help support six hospitals in four major cities across North Dakota.
That's right, and today we will talk to experts and professionals providing world-class support to North Dakota and the service members assigned to Task Force 46. We are joined by U.S. Army Lieutenant Colonel Brian Martinez, who is the chaplain of the Task Force Center, U.S. Army North, as well as U.S. Air Force Colonel Todd Schauer, the Director of Military Support, North Dakota National Guard, and U.S. Air Force Second Lieutenant Catherine Alejandro, a registered nurse for the Task Force Center, sourced from the U.S. Air Force 96th Medical Support Group. Welcome, everybody.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Army Real Talk. I think it's really important here to notice that we've got multiple services and components of the military involved. It truly is a team effort.
I thank everyone for joining us today, and I would love it if you would share a little bit about your background as well as your role with the North Dakota National Guard. Lieutenant Colonel Martinez, we'll start off with you.
This is Chaplain Martinez. I am the Task Force Center Command Chaplain, and I am responsible to execute my commander's command mats for religious support program, both for the task force throughout the United States for COVID mission assignments, but working with the North Dakota Army National Guard, the dual status command team there in North Dakota for religious support during this pandemic response.
Thank you, Lieutenant Colonel Martinez. Now, Colonel Showers, please share a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, this is Colonel Schauer. I'm the Director of Military Support for the North Dakota National Guard. I coordinate all National Guard support for the whole of government effort in supporting any domestic response, but in this case, the COVID-19 response to the state of North Dakota.
Excellent. Lieutenant Alejandro, please share a little bit about yourself.
I'm Second Lieutenant Alejandro. I'm coming from Eglin Air Force Base in support of the FEMA and North Dakota response to COVID. I'm currently working out of Sanford Medical Center as one of the COVID nurses on their unit.
Perfect. And I thank you all for taking a little bit of time to enlighten us on today. Colonel Showers, please describe the missions of the soldiers and airmen of the North Dakota National Guard as it pertains to testing centers, response planning, deep cleaning hospitals, as well as living facilities.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, the North Dakota National Guard has been supporting our state agencies and our local public health and Department of Health in support of COVID response for a little over 9 months. We've done a lot of different missions. Currently, as you indicate there, we conduct testing throughout the state. We provide some support to our state lab. We continue to provide planning capability at the state and Department of Health level. And then we also have a team of folks, what we call volunteer COVID mapping, or what other folks know as contact tracing. The state's also in the process of rolling out a rapid antigen testing capability, and we're assisting the state and then working to get those tests out to the local public health and to the rest of the state as needed. One thing about the COVID response mission is it's been a very enduring mission. We get involved in a lot of domestic responses here in the state of North Dakota, predominantly revolving around floods or tornadoes or fires. But the COVID response has been unique in the fact that while it hasn't taken a large amount of personnel, every day. It's just an enduring mission that's lasted a very long time for us. And so the team's doing a great job, and we continue to support the local public health as the incident commander out there. And we have great interactions with the public, and our soldiers and airmen get a lot of positive feedback from our personnel in the field that are conducting this testing. And it's been a very rewarding experience for our personnel.
You all have done a great job indeed. In fact, there have been positive response from local leaders in the government as well as in the news. Do you have any good news stories or memorable interactions to share?
So unfortunately, from where my office is, I don't get an opportunity to interact a lot with the public on this. I do get a chance to work with the dual status commander and the team from NORTHCOM and R-North. That's been a great experience. A lot of great professionals that have come into the state supporting the nurses that were critical during the time of which we had peak hospitalizations towards the end of November, first part of December here. And I've had a great opportunity working with those folks. But I do have a few quotes. We talked to our airmen and soldiers out there. And so I'll just share a couple of their comments, if that's okay.
Absolutely. Please share.
So this one's from a Staff Sergeant Brian Olson from the Air National Guard. He says, "These rolling hills and smiling faces are my home. I joined the North Dakota National Guard primarily because I wanted to give feedback to a community that has given so much to me. Though the circumstances may be unfortunate, I am proud to say I've gotten that opportunity during the response to COVID-19. And then I'll just share one other one here from a specialist, Logan Bauer, the 816th Military Police. If you told me this is what I would be doing on my 21st birthday, I probably wouldn't have ever believed you, but it makes me feel incredibly proud to be here now. The well-being of the state and the health of North Dakotans is way more important and meaningful. I will remember and cherish this birthday forever." So a lot of our soldiers and airmen, you know, it's very personal to them. Our service members reside and live in the communities that are affected by COVID. And so they're incredibly proud to be part of the response effort in supporting our citizens and our state during this time of need.
That is wonderful. And those quotes were very touching. And you spoke about what the National Guard typically handles. And yes, COVID is expanding the scope, but it's beautiful to see how much and how meaningful their response is. So thank you for sharing that.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you very much. And as a fellow MP, I appreciate the response from that young soldier. The North Dakota National Guard is doing an amazing job, and I absolutely applaud the efforts and professionalism and dedication of your team. This next question will be for Lieutenant Alejandro. Can you please explain how coordination has worked with the local state hospitals and the officials? And have there been any unique challenges that you've experienced while supporting the Sanford Medical Center?
Yes. So coordination right now, DOD supporting FEMA and the lead civil agency, along with the North Dakota National Guard. It's just what the DOD does. I can say the professionalism has been absolutely impressive. In my almost 10 years of military service, I think that this has been conducted in an organized fashion. We've been taken care of by all members of the team, both our civilian counterparts and the DOD. They've made it clear that their priority is our safety and well-being. So there have been no concerns on that end. We did in process once we first arrived through the North Dakota Department of Health, where they issued us some PPE items and they gave us our IDs and some information about the hospitals that we would be working at. And then after that, we followed to in processing through the hospital that we were assigned to. For my case, was Sanford Medical Center. They welcomed us with open arms into their hospital family. The integration was effortless and our orientation was thorough. We were able to understand all of Sanford Medical Center's expectations alongside of DOD and State of North Dakota's expectation of us. Some of the challenges that we have faced have simply been the same thing that has led from this COVID-19 crisis wide. It's just dealing with our patients and their family members. Some of the challenges of visitations and the inevitable part of COVID is dying patients and things that go in with nursing day in and day out. I'm just incredibly proud to be a part of the team and being able to support this mission.
That's amazing and very encouraging. And to be honest with you, I'd expect nothing less. This is definitely a team effort, as I mentioned before, and it's encouraging to see everybody coming together. Thank you personally for all of your long hours and hard work I'm sure you've been putting in, and also all the other medical professionals. I would imagine that the stress and fatigue is a constant battle. What are some of the ways that you've been able to keep yourself safe and healthy during all of this?
Yes, the long hours are a challenge. It comes with the job. We came here to support this mission, so it doesn't matter how many hours we work or how many shifts we work. I can say that for us, every time we come back over to the hotel, behavioral health has made themselves available at the end of every single shift. Should we want to vent or talk about our day, that's what they're there for. They oftentimes will reach out to us if they haven't seen us in a couple of days or if they know we have a day off, just to make sure that we're doing all right. We have all of the support that we need. Myself personally, I like to spend a lot of time in my room, but I have forced myself to socialize and speak to them. They are here to help us. So I have definitely benefited from that resource.
Lieutenant Alejandro, I really, really appreciate all that you do as well. Your passion for the patient's health is appreciated. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I would like to talk more about the stress and the morale of the service members providing 24/7 support. And you kind of touched about the care that is provided to you and support. So Chaplain Martinez, as a behavioral health and religious support leader for the task force, what are some of the efforts on the soldiers and healthcare providers that are being provided?
Well, one of the things that I'm most proud about for this task force is our task force leadership, all the way up from Army North down to Task Force Center's leadership and the North Dakota Dual Status Command leadership and their emphasis on behavioral health and religious support. All senior leaders within the task force and within this North Dakota mission for COVID response has taken behavioral health and religious support to the next level to provide the top of the line mental health support with three behavioral health teams in North Dakota and three religious support teams located throughout the six hospitals in North Dakota. The leadership has really put an emphasis on the religious support and behavioral health. I think this is an outstanding thing for the service members that are providing medical care within the six hospitals in this state. They face many adverse challenges every day, as indicated in our reports, such as dealing with high volumes of death, treating COVID patients, and not only doing that, comforting families. So any amount of religious support that we can provide for them with our three teams, one of them Air Force and two of them U.S. Army Reserve, is beneficial to the service members that are providing the care at the hospitals. Also with the behavioral health teams, the licensed psychologist and the behavioral health techs have been doing an excellent job mitigating stress and also providing that level of care that should be given to all service members during these stressful times.
That is really good to hear. Are there any special services or even events that have been beneficial to the force?
Well, before we got our Air Force religious support team for the beginning of the mission assignment, I had the opportunity to do direct religious support in three of the hospitals in North Dakota. We coordinated with Task Force Med, religious and behavioral health teams over the Thanksgiving holiday and provided meals for all the service members and provided an outlet for Thanksgiving. One of the focuses now for the providers is Christmas, being away from their family during Christmas, some of them for the first time, coordinating proper care for religious support during the holiday seasons and the Christmas season and behavioral health and keeping the stress levels down for those providers so they can continue to do top-notch medical support for the patients that they're treating within North Dakota.
I thank you for all that you do as well for our service members.
Yes, thank you. The morale of the force is crucial to mission success, no matter what the mission is. And this one is incredibly difficult and taxing, I'm sure, to the force. Throughout my career, I've also talked to and utilized both behavioral health and religious support services and know what a blessing it can be when times get stressful. I know that the service members definitely appreciate all that you've been doing. So thank you.
Colonel Showers, a question. As the North Dakota National Guard Director of Military Support, is there anything else that we should cover that we should share with our listening audience?
Well, I think there's a couple things. I would point out that whether it's National Guard or active component personnel within the state, those partnerships are important and working together, just like we do overseas in a different type of operation. It's really rewarding to see us come together as a team and support here with the state of North Dakota COVID response. It's really great to see that joint event and coming together to make that happen to support our citizens. I think that's a really special thing that we have. A couple other things I'd point out is that the Joint Task Force North Dakota, for the first time ever, allowed North Dakota to activate a dual status commander. So that's a historic event for the state. And so, again, it just goes to that partnership and unity of effort between our active component reserve forces in a time of need. And I think it's critical. What's unique about that is this past year, we had a vigilant guard exercise that helps us exercise dual status command and coordination with our partnerships within the local community. And those are one of the things that we looked at really heavily to exercise that dual status command. And we were unfortunately unable to do that due to COVID. And then we were able to actually do it during the real event here. So very unique for North Dakota. And then I guess the other thing I'd point out is that this is the largest domestic response in the history of North Dakota. It's taken the greatest amount of personnel days and it's lasted the longest length of time of any other domestic response. So a lot of firsts, and just like a lot of other states and other folks out there getting a lot of firsts due to COVID response. But my hat is in respect is off to the soldiers and airmen that are out on the ground that are actually executing this mission, that are interacting with the public, and their professionalism is second to none. And we could not do it without the professionalism of our service members, whether it's active component or reserve component. And so very proud of their effort and what they've done.
Absolutely. I totally agree. And I hope that you, as well as all, do not lose sight in all that you do for your community and beyond. This is not to be taken lightly. It speaks volumes of the North Dakota National Guard, as well as the National Guard as a whole. So I really, really appreciate you, Colonel Showers, Lieutenant Colonel Martinez, as well as Lieutenant Alejandros, for taking the time to speak with us today, sharing your insight, as well as sharing the experience and perspective of our soldiers and airmen on the ground working to beat this COVID fight.
To all our listeners, thanks for joining us. Be sure to subscribe to the Army Matters podcast on iTunes and everywhere podcasts are found. The Army Matters podcast series is brought to you by the Association of the United States Army, the U.S. Army's professional association, member-supported, Army-connected. Visit us at AUSA.org for more information or to become a member. Your membership helps AUSA continue to carry out its mission to educate, inform, and connect with the total Army, our industry partners, and our supporters of a strong national defense. For questions or to provide topic recommendations, email us at podcast@AUSA.org. Have a great Army Day. Hua.